This is Whitley Strieber. At the edge of reality, there lies an unknown country, a realm of mysteries and truths and the unexpected. If you do not wish to travel in this country, stop listening now. But if you hunger for high adventure and information that others dare not tell you, then welcome to Dreamland. Welcome to the edge of the world. Guest and a favorite author is back with us today, Bill Stillman. William Stillman is the internationally known, award-winning author of The Soul of Autism, among many other titles, and among them some that we have talked about on Dreamland. So if you are a subscriber, do not miss the great Bill Stillman shows that we have done in the past. His new book is called The Secret Language of Spirit, Understanding Spirit Communication in Our Everyday Lives. Somebody said this about it after they read it, and this is on the back cover of the book. What pleasure I took in going on this precious journey with William Stillman. The secret life of spirit is the result of many years of dynamic mediumship. It soars with hope and conviction. That was said by me after reading it. That is my comment. And Dr. Raymond Moody has another wonderful comment about the book. Does language shift as we shift dimensions? What a great start to the show. Bill, welcome to Dreamland.
Thank you, Whitley. It's great to be back, and I'm looking forward to having a terrific conversation with you.
Okay, well, you know, the reason I read Raymond Moody's, part of Raymond Moody's blurb is this. Does language shift as we shift dimensions? It's a really fascinating question, and especially in relation to your book. So
exactly.
I thought it would be a good place to start.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have been working as a psychic medium now I'm in my 14th year, and I actually got inspired to write this book because I went to the movies, and I saw a picture that you have probably seen as well from a couple of years ago called Arrival, with Amy Adams as the college professor who is a linguist specializing in deciphering obscure languages, and she is tapped by the United States Army to help to translate extraterrestrial communications. And I thought to myself as I'm sitting watching the movie, you know, in my work as a psychic medium, I do that too. My job is to be a linguist as well in putting into words the manner in which spirit communicates to me. And we have to remember that when we're channeling loving presences, they are originating in a place where there is not a physical form, so no one has a larynx or not having a conversation in the way that you and I are now. And so they are absolutely still communicating, but it's coming through in ways that is cryptic and iconic and symbolic. And it's playing off of my physiology, my senses, my emotions, and my memories by sending me mental pictures, movies, words, phrases. They may make me feel something physically. They may make me smell, hear, or taste something. And so this is the language of spirit. And so I think that is to address the question that Dr. Moody raises, you know, does language shift? And I believe it does, most definitely. And the curious thing, and something I point out in the book, is that culturally, whether we know it or not, we are beginning to shift closer to the manner in which spirit communicates to us on a regular basis. And it's a manner of communication that a lot of people, particularly very young people, are using every day. And it's called emojis. So we're talking about, you know, almost like a form of hieroglyphics. We're talking about icons and symbols that do not require language, but that which other people universally will understand. And that really cuts to the heart of the secret language of spirit. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a great deal of sense. Because, you know, I'm having an extraordinary relationship with my wife since she passed on. And I've also got a book about it out called Afterlife Revolution. We're not going to talk about that today. But what I do want to talk about are things like, when I read your chapter, Understanding Heaven, I was really struck by how very similar what you're talking about here is from what I've learned from Anne. So I want to talk about a little bit this. Instead, you say, the heaven I have perceived is quite the busy place with unlimited possibilities to feed one's mind and educate one's soul. And could you tell us a little bit about how you perceive, go about tasting this realm and what you find in it?
Well, first of all, Whitley, I must say that I'm enormously gratified that my perceptions of the heavenly realm have aligned with your perception of the heavenly realm, because I don't do a lot of commiserating and contrasting notes with other people. I really keep to myself very much. I don't spend time in communication with other psychic mediums. I kind of do my own thing. And so for you to tell me that this matches up is an enormous validation for me, and I'm grateful for that. Because that gives authenticity and credibility to the work. So I'm enlightened to know that. I have perceived the heavenly realm through a couple of extremely vivid, lucid dreams, and I've had little snippets of it in prayer and meditation time. And then I have also learned quite a bit about the heavenly realm from channeling spirit, whether that is one-on-one with an individual client or working with an audience. So I am learning new things all the time. And the best of what I have learned about what goes on there, I have put into this chapter that you're referencing.
Yes. Well, tell us a little bit about what does go on there.
Well, I also want to let our listeners know that I don't consider myself to be any thing unique or special. So I don't want to suggest that I have cornered the market on understanding what goes on in heaven. I think any one of us holds the potential to have those kinds of lucid experiences. Most often for the layperson, I think it occurs in dreams.
But at the same time, you've articulated it and put it down in writing, which is tremendously useful to the rest of us.
I'm grateful to know that. And that was my motivation, really, for putting the secret language of spirit together, was to create an essential primer for the layperson who maybe has had some experiences that they are questioning or not quite sure how to interpret, and to walk them through it. But getting back to the question about the heavenly realm, as I say in the book, it is a very active place. So when we say, you know, rest in peace, or we think about, you know, it's going to be sort of a glorified retirement and we're lounging on clouds and popping bonbons, that is the antithesis of what I have seen. there's two parts to what I have had the great privilege of observing connected to the heavenly realm. The first portion is not quite heaven, but the outskirts of the heavenly realm. And it is a place of perpetual springtime. It is a beautiful meadow dotted with wildflowers. There's a grand forest of evergreens just beyond that. There is a gorgeous cascading waterfall. And I have seen this as a middle ground and a place of transition, particularly for those souls who have departed from the physical, who maybe are feeling hesitant or uncertain about what to do next. So I think that the dying process, the process of the soul liberating itself from the physical form, is not a one-size-fits-all process. So it is highly personal and very individualized. So some of us, I think, know exactly where to go because we've done this so many times before and we're old hat at it. Some people, as a result of maybe being murdered or passing in a tragic accident, there may be a period of confusion or disorientation. And some people may be younger souls than others. And this place that I've seen, that I have come to learn, other people have seen as well. So another validation. It's called Summerland, and it's always a very mild temperature there. And I have seen people's parents and grandparents coming toward them from the opposite end of the meadow. I have seen people's dogs come leaping and bounding toward them across the field. And the reunion is so joyous and so heartfelt that following them as they escort us across the meadow toward the heavenly realm is just too irresistible to hesitate and debate on. And so that's how I've seen that area used. And I'd be curious to know if you know anything about that. And then the heavenly realm, I've had glimpses of. I haven't been privy to...
We've got to stop for a brief break for our free Dreamlanders,
oh, sure.
And then after that, we'll go in, folks, to the heavenly realm. We'll be right back, free Dreamlanders. The afterlife revolution is getting great reviews. There's a tremendous, lovely response to it, and I'm so pleased and humbled, because it's an effort on the part of myself and Anne. And I love Anne so much. I want her to succeed in this incredible task that she has undertaken of returning and communicating across the bridge between the worlds. And she's really doing it. This is a real thing that's happening. Listen to some of these reviews. Anne and Whitley Strieber lay out their life's work in the most exquisitely beautiful manner. This moving book comes from the heart, the unified heart of two people who have dedicated their lives in this realm and the next to revealing the nature of consciousness as it makes its sojourn in this human form. That's just one. Here's another. I love, love this book. It's a wonderful read, especially if you lost somebody very close to you. Just incredible. Here's another one. The book shows you how to grow your soul, for lack of a better term. Through Anne's insight, Whitley shares invaluable information that could only be from the other side. So take it seriously. Go to Amazon and get Afterlife Revolution. Go on to Amazon and get the Afterlife Revolution in paperback or in Kindle format. And if you have questions or thoughts, write me at whitley@strieber.com. I'm right here. I'm ready to answer anything you ask to help you in any way I can, always.
Visit unknowncountry.com every day to get the latest news from the edge and open your mind to the high strangeness of the out there section of the website. You can follow us on Twitter simply by following Whitley Strieber, and all the latest material will be pushed to your Twitter feed. Plus, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter and get the latest delivered right to your inbox. UnknownCountry.com is the biggest and most popular website of its kind in the world because it has so much to offer. Open your mind. Dare the edge. Subscribers to UnknownCountry.com get so much more. A new special interview every week. Commercial-free Dreamland. Above all, access to our vast archive that includes many of Whitley Strieber's most famous books in audio form. Communion, Transformation, Majestic, Superstorm, and there's even more. The Dreamland Archive goes back 10 years. It's a treasure trove of unusual information, literally unparalleled in the world, and can offer you hours and hours of truly mind-opening listening pleasure. Go to unknowncountry.com and click on the subscribe tab today. Join us. We need you, and you need us.
We're talking to Bill Stillman. His website is williamstillman.com. His new book is The Secret Language of Spirit, and we were just talking about the heavenly realm. We had moved from the outskirts, and we're now entering the heavenly realm. So hopefully everyone is still with us. Bill, where are we going from here?
Yes. Well, as I was going to say, I cannot say that I have been privy to seeing all of what goes on in the heavenly realm. But I will say that my perception is that we no longer have use for a physical form, even though we are not tangibly physical. We can project the image of how others would best know us and best remember us, but for our intents and purposes in the heavenly realm, it doesn't make sense to retain a human form, because we are all assigned a very unique note on a musical scale, and that note is our energetic vibration uniquely. It is ours alone. It is almost like the invisible equivalent of musical DNA. So it's as much as our DNA distinguishes our identity here in the physical form, there is a corresponding form of identifying us in the heavenly realm, and it pertains to the note or the vibration, if you will, and I also feel as though there is color associated with that as well, and that is how we unmistakably identify ourselves one from the other, and the musical composition would be incomplete absent our presence. And so we are all part of this grand musical composition. And I can say that because one of my experiences in the heavenly realm was observing what appeared to me to be a structure designed like a music auditorium. And I was hearing the most amazing strains of vibrations, and I can't say voices necessarily, but just the most exquisite composition that you could imagine, and I was drawn in closer to it, and I didn't want to be intrusive or interrupting in any way, but once my presence there was sensed, I was invited and welcomed and told, no, my presence is necessary to what it is that they were doing, and it was such an amazing feeling of unconditional inclusion. And it was so beautiful. So that I have seen that. Another aspect of the heavenly realm has been what appears to me to be a glorious university campus. Now, I have to understand that it's probably my unique and individual perception that is granting me this vision. So to the next guy, it might appear a little bit different, but I think the template is probably generally the same. But I have seen these beautiful architectural structures bathed in this golden hue of light. And as I travel down the what feels like a midway, I'm observing these buildings, and the walls are translucent so that I could see inside the building. And there are classrooms that I see, and there's a lot of activity. A lot, it almost was sort of like a beehive, a lot of activity. And I was seeing what to me looked like fish eggs or frog eggs. I couldn't quite make heads or tails of what this was. And it dawned on me later on, those were clusters of souls in classrooms. And that was representative of the energy that the souls occupied. So I thought that was fascinating. Something else that I have seen in the heavenly realm repeatedly, and that loved ones in spirit have shown me repeatedly in the psychic mediumship work that I do, especially history buffs, is that very much like the books and paintings in the Harry Potter movies, there is a great, what almost feels like an archive to me, and I saw it as an immense circular building that extended upward as far as the eye could see. And it was book, you know, quote unquote bookshelves. And you could in essence, time travel by removing one of the quote-unquote books. You know, I think this was just for my benefit to put it in a context that I would understand. But you could think about a period of time in which you wished to learn about. And like the books in Harry Potter, the picture, the images would move. And not only that, you could be an observer to historical events, and by melding your energy with people who were participating in the event, you could experience the event through any number of people who were present, which I found to be extraordinarily fascinating because each person is going to interpret the event uniquely. And so I have seen things like people experiencing, you know, ancient times in Greece, people experiencing the Civil War, and things of that nature. So I'd be curious to know what you think of that, Whitley, and how that lines up with anything that you may have known or experienced.
Well, thank you, but we are talking about you today, and my listeners probably already know all of that, so I don't think it. I don't think that we'll go there, except to say I would like to bring up one thing about color, which you touched on a little while ago, and that is that Anne has a color, a very definite color. It's a blue, a deep, beautiful blue, which, you know, if you look on a very clear day, along in the late afternoon, right up at the very top of the sky, not toward the sun, but at the top of the sky, it's that blue, very beautiful color. And when we get back, Free Dreamlanders, we're going to find out from Bill if he knows what the meaning of that color is in relation to the soul. We'll be right back. And now for my new thing. This is Whitley Strieber, and Anne and I have got a new book out called The Afterlife Revolution. You can get it for your Kindle. It's soon going to be available as an audiobook and as a paperback on Amazon. You can find it all there. This is a book that happened because within hours of passing on, Anne came back, and she did it very cleverly, so that I couldn't say to myself, it's just my imagination. What she says is so illuminating and so surprising. Like, I asked her, what are you now? And she said, we're light, alive. I asked her what enlightenment was, and she said, enlightenment is what happens when there is nothing left of us but love. The book's full of material like that and lots more. What a journey it's been for Anne and Whitley, from a deathbed to this beautiful new relationship. The marriage goes right on down the road. We have not finished with each other yet. Join us in the afterlife revolution. 1968, Glynis MacKay is a desperate woman. She's been told she's dying of cancer. She can no longer speak. She receives a psychic communication from aliens that she has been in touch with for years. Listen to her talk about what happened.
I went into this huge room, and there were many other people sitting and some laying on couches that had come there for healing. And then he said to me, you understand who sent you here to me? And I'm thinking, what does he mean? And then he said, you've been having communication for many, many years from who you call UFOs. And I thought, my God, how does he know this? And I'm trying to sort of push back on the chair, looking a bit shocked probably. And he said to me, when you leave here at 10 past 12 today, there are two craft over the house and you will see them.
And she and her mother-in-law both saw a UFO hanging over there how subsequently Glynis's cancer disappeared and she went on to become one of the world's most extraordinary mediums. UnknownCountry.com and Dreamland are among the very few places Glynis has interviewed. She became close friends with Anne Streber and with myself, and in our own personal lives revealed some extraordinary experiences. I had a contact with a dead friend so incredible with Glynis that it convinced me that there must be something more. There almost has to be. In fact, many things have taken me in that direction, but this was just shocking. In any case, you can hear all of this as a subscriber to UnknownCountry.com by going to our vast archive. It's so simple to search. Just look at the subject cloud on the left side after you enter the subscriber area, and you'll find so much there. Go to UnknownCountry.com right now and subscribe. It's an immensely valuable and deeply empowering archive, and the site needs your support. We're back talking to William Stillman, his book, The Secret Language of Spirit, his website, williamstillman.com. A lot of rich material there that we will get into, including a book that we've discussed before, Under Spiritual Siege, because this is not all sweetness and light. That book is about how ghosts and demons affect us and how to combat them. And in the second half of the show, we'll discuss some of that because we are in a very complex situation in this universe. It is not all simple, straightforward. But tell us about the blue, if you resonate with that.
I do resonate with that, Whitley, and I appreciate you sharing that about Anne, because it's a validation for me for what I have been seeing. As I said, I really don't rub elbows with other psychic mediums, and I don't read a lot of other people's books, so those validations are terrific. But that gorgeous color blue, I think, correlates with what I was saying about we're each assigned an individual note on that musical scale. And I also feel as though there is a color that is associated with that. Now, my interpretation is that as we continue to grow and learn and advance as souls, the color becomes a deeper and richer in terms of shades of blue, shades of purple, indigo, and so on. So my interpretation of Anne's color would be that her soul is enriched and that she's continuing to advance and progress on her journey. And that's a beautiful thing. The other thing that I want to let our listeners know, Whitley, is that what I have been shown, what I have experienced, what has been told to me by spirits in the heavenly realm is that when we die, when our soul departs from our physical form, our identity does not become erased. And you will still be you, and you will take the best of all that you are with you. And this has been driven home for me repeatedly in the ways in which loved ones in spirit will demonstrate their personalities and aspects of their personhood that I may not be particularly comfortable articulating, but their loved ones here know to recognize them that way. For example, someone who curses like a sailor, and I don't swear. And also what's called evidential mediumship, those little obscure details that could not possibly have been known to me, but that which resonate with the folks with whom I am working who are still here.
I just wanted
to put that out there.
Anne and I had a lot of experience of that during her lifetime because she was quite interested in evidential mediumship and challenged some evidential mediums with astonishing results. And now she is very expert at doing that, especially in my life, because she has come up on a number of occasions with mediums, to appeared to mediums who have proceeded to find out and know things about her that nobody knew but me. So it's been quite fascinating. Well, now, we had to pause for a moment, folks, and so I turned off the feed, and Bill and I have had a little bit of an interesting experience. The feed suddenly began, when I started talking about Anne, to repeat my own voice, something it has never done before. I'll let you listen to a little snatch of this now, and you can see why we stop is, and then in the second half of the are you all right?
I'm here, yes.
Something's coming. Now, I've analyzed that just by listening to it, nothing special, and it's my voice being repeated, but here's the funny thing. It has never happened before in the whole history of my using this audio setup that I'm on right now, and it's not happening now. And I have no idea what caused it, but I just want to note that it's not the first time that during a conversation with Bill Stillman, weird stuff has happened. If you listen to the last Dreamland we did, we had plenty of problems then as well, although we may have covered them up by pausing, I'm not sure. In any case, Bill, what do you make of a thing like that? It's as if some kind of additional energy came in all of a sudden. Does that resonate with you?
It absolutely resonates, Whitley, and I do apologize for that, and I have to say that it is not unusual where I am concerned that there are any number of electrical disturbances, and I have, you know, sat with clients who have tape recorded their sessions with me, and the recording doesn't take. But, you know, I have to think that with the energy of both of us combined and with you talking about Anne, and then, you know, during our little downtime debriefing, I shared a little something with you that I was also getting impressed within me as you were talking with Anne, and you verified that. So,
yes.
You know, not everything is something, but I think that when these little anomalies occur, these little coincidences occur, what matters is how we interpret them personally and not how other people would describe them as a coincidence.
Yeah, I think so too. And this, in this particular case, it just was too coincidental a coincidence, as Annie used to say. And and so now we're coming toward the end of the first half of the show, and in the second half, we're going to go a little deeper because we're going to talk about our own relationship to these different realms and also the relationship between the dark side and the heavenly side, and where do we stand in our lives? So these are very important issues. So if you're not a subscriber, now is the time. This is no radio show in the world like this. This is unique. And it also, we offer Jeremy Vaney's wonderful The Experience, very popular show. In any case, Bill's website is williamstillman.com. His new book is The Secret Language of Spirit. And before we disappear on our free Dreamlanders, Bill, can you quickly explain in terms of ethereal alignment what you mean by entrainment, the concept, because it's an important place to stop, I think.
Yeah, Whitley, the concept of entrainment is it's a physical one, but it's also an emotional and spiritual one, and it's simply the alignment that occurs when our beating heart synchronizes with our brain waves. And it's just a way of being conscious and aware of all that is going on around us, within us, across three domains: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And when we are conscious and aware simultaneously, synchronistically, excuse me, a little bit of a tongue twister there, we become heightened and more attuned and susceptible to the kinds of ways in which spirit communicates to us.
And that's where we're going to leave the first half of the show. This attunement is so important, and you really need to understand it, because this is all real. It's not theoretical. There really is another realm, and we really will, every single one of us, find our place in it. That is why we are here. William Stillman, On the Journey, The Secret Language of Spirit, Understanding Spirit Communication in Our Everyday Lives. Thank you for being with us on the first half of the show. And Free Dreamlanders, goodbye. I hope you subscribe. The second half of the show, we will just keep on keeping on for you subscribers.
You've been listening to Dreamland. Be sure to tune in again next week. Dreamland is brought to you by UnknownCountry.com and its family of subscribers. Unknown Country was founded by Ann Streber. Our news editor is Matthew Frizzell. Our coordinator is Amy Safrankova. Whitley Streber is your Dreamland host, and I'm your announcer, Ted Alexander. Thank you for listening.